Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is a very exciting parsha because we are talking about building the first version of the Beis HaMikdash, known as the Mishkan, the Tabernacle. And in the building of the Mishkan, there were many gifts. The first one, which is listed as gold. And the Rebbe says that the first one is listed as gold because every Jew is like gold. So, as far as the story for today, there was once a chassid, not a Chabad chassid, and the Rebbe advised him that when he puts on his second pair of tefillin, the Rebbeinu Tam's, that he should do it immediately after he finishes with Rashi, the first pair of tefillin. Now, just a little explanation. We all know that tefillin is a mitzvah of the Torah. If you were not aware of that, so it is very true that every single Jewish man or boy above bar mitzvah has a mitzvah to put on tefillin, a set of leather straps with a box that has in it parts of the Torah. And if you are not at all familiar with this, you can look it up on Chabad.org or a similar website to find out the basics. But in any case, there are more than one opinion about the order in which the parshios inside the tefillin are written. That is, the parchments which contain passages from the Torah are in a certain order. And the main opinion is Rashi, one of the great sages of the 1200s. And a secondary opinion is known as the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which was a group of scholars, tzaddikim, who were grandchildren of Rashi. In any case, as a result, there are these two types of tefillin. The truth is there are two other types, but these are the two types that most people know about. And because of these two different opinions, many people do put on first one pair, the Rashi, and they daven in the Rashi tefillin. And then for a short time, they put on the second opinion. They take off the first tefillin, which are the Rashi's, and then they put on the second tefillin, which are the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, for a short while and say certain passages. So the Rebbe was telling this chassid, make sure not to make an interruption between these two pairs of tefillin. And there's many reasons for this, but I'm not going to go into those reasons, just that the Rebbe advised him to be very careful about putting on the second pair of tefillin right after he took off the first pair. Okay, years went by, and this chassid happened to be in an airport, and he was taking a flight to someplace, and he was davening shacharis in the airport, the morning tefillah, the morning prayers, and he had finished with the first pair of tefillin. That's the main part of the davening, and now he was getting ready to put on the second pair of tefillin. But all of a sudden, he heard an announcement that his flight was about to leave. Now, if he's going to put on the second pair of tefillin, which would be following the Rebbe's instruction, which was to be very careful to always put on the Rabbeinu Tam's, the second pair of tefillin, right after the Rashi's, then he's going to miss the flight, which is a big inconvenience, maybe a big expense. And we all know what it means to miss a flight. But if he would delay the second pair of tefillin by, let's say, putting them on in the plane, he would not be following the Rebbe's instruction. So what should he do? Which was more important? To follow the Rebbe's instruction and put on the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin immediately after the Rashi's? Or catch the flight and not exactly follow the Rebbe's instruction, because he's not going to actually be putting on the Rabbeinu Tam's right away. So he decided, I'll follow the Rebbe's instruction and I'll miss the flight. And that's what happened. He missed the flight because he took a few extra minutes, 10 minutes maybe, to put on the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, the second pair, and to say the passages which are connected to it. And by the time he finished, he had missed the flight. Now, very unfortunately for the people that were on the flight, unfortunately that flight had crashed or some other tragedy happened to it. I'm not sure exactly. And unfortunately, all the people on that flight passed away. Very, very sad, very terrible tragedy. However, this particular person was saved because he had followed the Rebbe's instruction to put on the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin immediately after the Rashi's. Therefore, it turns out that he missed the flight, and therefore he wasn't on this flight, which was, unfortunately, ended in a terrible way. Now, we always try to take a positive lesson. Obviously, we're not, chas v'shalom, happy, chas v'shalom, about the people that died on the flight. Of course, it was a big salvation for this person who avoided being on that flight. Again, it didn't make it any happier that all these people were terribly, terribly lost, but he was saved. And seemingly he was saved, and there's a chus of following the Rebbe's instructions to put on the Rebbeinu Tam's immediately after the Rashi Tefillin. Now, how do we approach this story? Well, first of all, putting on Rebbeinu Tam's is a very good thing. The Rebbe has encouraged all men and boys who put on Tefillin regularly to put on Rebbeinu Tam's Tefillin after the Rashi's. In addition, we see it's a very good and powerful thing to do it immediately, not to wait. But I think there's more than that. For example, a person might say, well, really, I should also learn a little bit after I finish my davening. One might say, well, I'll do that later. But really, it's a good thing to learn afterwards. So whatever it is that the person is thinking about, not to think, chas v'shalom, if I don't do it, there's going to be a tragedy. Chas v'shalom, to think in such a negative way. But rather to say, okay, we see a tremendous positive bracha that comes through this mitzvah. And therefore, let me add a mitzvah onto the mitzvahs that I'm doing. Let me do something extra because I am sure that it will have a tremendous bracha in it. Just to leave out the negative part, we don't want Chas v'Shalom to think in terms of negative things, but rather to say, okay, there's obviously a tremendous positive power in this mitzvah, in this case, putting on the Rebbeinu Tam's right after the Rashi's. Or this example I gave of sitting down to learn Torah right after we finished davening. Or anything else that a person may be considering to add in their Torah mitzvahs to do something extra. And this is also connected with the situation of the time, that is the war in Eretz Yisrael, which we all are hoping that immediately and very quickly the war should come to a victory, a complete victory for the Jewish people, in which our enemies are completely removed, completely nullified. But just think, if we could add in one mitzvah and in this way cause bracha to come into the world, we should certainly do it, especially at this time when the Jewish people need so much zechus, so much merit, and so much blessing. It's very important to try to do everything that we can. And this story shows how one little action can have a huge effect. In our story, the person's life was obviously saved by doing not just a mitzvah, but improving a little bit. Just improving a little bit the way he did the mitzvah. Instead of waiting until later to do the second pair of tefillin, to do them right away. It improves the mitzvah. So too, we should always be trying to improve our mitzvahs, to add to our mitzvahs, to learn more Torah, to do more mitzvahs, to daven more. And in this way, God willing, we will bring great merit to the entire Jewish people, especially the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, who are struggling to overcome an enemy. And may we have good news, and may this bring to the Geula, may it happen immediately and quickly and in the best way. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.